What's up? What's up? What's up? Yo, yes, hello to you, whatever language, yeah, you know, you speak, hello to you in that language. Yeah, like, I'm gonna learn, yeah, the languages that you need me to learn. So I want you to interact with me and tell me, what language do you actually want me to learn so that I can greet you in that language, you know? It would be really awesome and amazing, like, I would really enjoy doing that. And yeah, like, I really think it was, yeah, it would be an honor as well, you know, to learn a new language because of you. So you listening to this, thank you for the fact that you are listening to this. And I really, really do hope that the show will help you. And yeah, like, you'll get a lot of insight and you'll get a lot of knowledge as well. You'll get entertained at the same time. And it's going to help you to make proper decisions. I mean, like, yeah, you gotta obviously make proper decisions, you know, while you're still here living and everything. You can't just be, you know, turning a blind eye, if I can put it that way. Can't have a blind eye towards the things that are actually happening and all the stuff. So I really do hope that you get a lot out of this show. Now, today's show is gonna be really spicy and everything is going to be going down. I know, like, there's a lot that I saw. I was like, sure, hey, this is like deep, deep stuff right there. And yeah, it's also gonna, you know, touch on a bit of the COVID situation, but I'm not gonna go deep into that because, hey, these days they taking people down, you know, for speaking, you know, the accurate truth, you know, like the exact accurate truth about pandemics and all those stuff and, you know, medical situations and everything like that. So I'm not gonna go deep into the medical side because, yeah, you know, they're watching me, they're coming after me. I'm not scared to do that, but today I'm just gonna focus on the other things. So as you saw, the topic itself is 7 commandments to fake news. So I'm gonna be looking at 7 commandments to fake news because, hey, it's going down, yo. It's going down. There's commandments to fake news. So yeah, like, most of the news that you're seeing, let me be honest with you, it's fake. Can't trust it. Can't trust your BBC or, you know, all your news providers, if I can put it that way, your live frequency, however you wanna, you know, put it, even your podcasting and everything. Like, it's hard to trust them because most of the stuff that they show you, they don't show you the real truth. They will show you a part of the truth, manipulate it, and deceive you for their own benefit. And this is how you're gonna know how to identify those things. So I'm gonna go into what they actually, you know, have put in place for you to making, you know, fake news and all the stuff. They actually use those guidelines. That's how they make these fake news and everything. Even when the pandemic happened, they used the same guidelines to, you know, create the fake news and deceive people and everything. So that's what I'm going to be looking into. But before I even go into that whole, you know, direction of tackling, you know, fake news and everything, identifying all of those things, I'm going to give you a track by The Saints, and it's a remix. Enjoy.
What's up, everybody? This is Lily Million, and you're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Okay, I don't know, but I've been told when the Saints come marching in, we roll so deep that they can't believe we sold out. Them CDs, please don't sleep on the beat. Nah, beat up these. Still don't get it what you keep up, please. We ain't no heroes for selling. You bought one, better keep your receipts. Okay, I get it. I know what they're thinking. We some kumbaya singing, corny Christians. Keep your distance, buy a ticket to a concert, pay a visit. Think it's odd, we them blues brothers. 116 on a mission from God. I don't think they get it, I really think what they gotta do is see it. I'm believing them, wasn't planning on leaving them. Giving them a microphone with no gimmicks, I really live in it. So then they come in, I can know them, but I don't get them. And if you ever wanna get it, what's up, then they come and get it. I put them to a guy and they tell them we really with them. They thinking that I'm tripping cause I'm living for more than just rap. And when it's come marching, when it's come marching. Sold out, no promo. Tend to give it 2 years, it'll go cold. But they worst got eight like Ocho. I'ma give it 300. In the street, body wanna see us go on. But we in it, we in it, we live it, we get it. Our car gon' do what they want on. We fragrant, the aroma is that I got saved. Every turn of rockin', I'm faithful to take these words Beyonce. You know to feel like we famous, so the world'll know what our name is. With heaven knows us, baby. The last book of life is that A-list, so I fly. I'm so rich and I ain't talking about cheddar, but I bet go Christ, go and talk to the teller. Got a text that I get, I be cashing forever. Laughing the same time, get the thing gone. They be lacking the pay that nigga straight, man. We ain't lacking the thing, racking the fake, baby. By the blood of the lamb, that is best when it's come marching.
Radio has never been better. Active FM Radio has never been better.
Yep, I know you enjoy that, you love that. Yes, that was the Saints right there, remix, yes. Now, we're going to go deeper into the whole situation, the whole topic. I mean, like, yeah, we're going to look at what is actually cracking, you know, what's crack lacking here, you know, in the whole situation of fake news and everything. Like I said, most of the news that you see is fake and they don't tell us the truth, the real truth. They manipulate things and everything. And the seven commandments of fake news, it come out of the New York Times. If they come out of the New York Times. The New York Times is also structured according to the seven commandments. Yes, structured according to the seven commandments. Now, there's a picture as well. So there's a graphic picture of it. And obviously the graphic picture is from the New York Times, and it accurately summarizes the key ingredients within, you know, the Soviet style playbook that makes, you know, for successful disinformation campaign. So that picture, you can go on to Facebook, search for what's the topic, you know, Active FM, what's the topic? You will see right there, Active FM, what's the topic? You know, 777, you will see it right there. And you'll see the picture right there as well. I'm going to post it. And yeah, in fact, after the show, go and check it out. You'll see it. You're actually going to see it. And yeah, what I'm about to go into will help you if you want to take it. And if you don't want to take it, then yeah, it's up to you. It's actually up to you. Let me put it that way. It is up to you. I'm not forcing you to believe it and take it. But for those who do take it, you can do research. In fact, I want you to be the individual where you get information and then you validate the information. So you validate the accuracy of the information. So you make sure that you actually go and check it out, you know. So, 7 commandments of fake news. What is commandment number one? That's probably the first question. Now, commandment number one is the cracks. I know, I intentionally took that pause so that you curious. The cracks. Now, you're probably like, what is the cracks? Now, according to the people who make fake news, they explain the cracks like this. So, if you want to make fake news, they say that look for cracks in the target society. So, the societies, whichever societies they are, look for the cracks within there. And then you use that in, you know, the society. So the cracks in our societies, you know, and politicals, you, politics, you know, political debates, all of those things, they tell them that they are plentiful. And the West continues, you know, to abandon independent thoughts for total obedience to a corrupt ruling class. So that's actually what's happening. Now, they tell them, look for the cracks within the societies. After you get those cracks, this is where commandment number two comes in. Now, commandment number two is the big lie. Yes, the big lie. So commandment number one, they tell them, look for the cracks in the societies. Then commandment number two, they need to create a big lie. Yes. Yes, people, a big lie. So I'm going to use an example that you'll relate to. Now, the big lie is the idea that COVID-19 is a very lethal threat and that there must be dramatic measures. That's the big lie. And those dramatic measures are in the form of societal self-destruction, you know, that is initiated to stop the spread. The spread, you know, with the inverted commas, you know, and everything. Yeah, the spread. The data. The data in well over 100 countries proves otherwise. So there's a big lie. Now when you look at data, you start seeing, hey, yeah, this big lie that, you know, this, not, in fact, let me not say the big lie. The big lie is what they're using. And they're presenting it to us as the truth. Now when we look at data, that's when we see, hey, there's something fishy happening here. There's a big lie that they're not telling us. So that's what's happening. So that's what they do. They first find the cracks, and then they create a big lie. So in your societies, your news, whatever news that you see, actually examine what are the cracks. What do you think the big lie is? So that's what they do. They take the big lie. Then it leads to commandment number three. I don't know if you can guess commandment number three. If you can't. Commandment number three. They tell them, wrap the lie around a kernel truth. That's what they need to do. They need to wrap the lie around the kernel truth. Yes. That is what they do. So the big lie is easier to pull off if it involves the kernel truth. You know, the kernel of truth, it's easier to pull off. And this was obviously a critical, you know, component of the operation. So even in the whole situation of the COVID situation, you know, the COVID outbreak and everything, they did the same thing. And here, the kernel of the truth is the virus itself. So the truth is the virus. The virus is true. So now they create a big lie around the truth, which is the virus. The virus is true. So that's just one, you know, one side. I don't want to go into there before they come here, you know, take me and, yeah, handcuffs and everything. But they take a truth and then they take their big lie and they connect it to their truth. That's what happens. So that's the third commandment of creating fake news, which leads now to the fourth one. Now, the fourth one, they tell them, after you do all of this, now you got to conceal your hand. So now you conceal your hand. So that's what they tell them. So you got the truth and everything. Now conceal your hand. Now, China is concealing their hands, you know, by continuing to deceive the world about the origins of the virus, you know. So if you take the whole situation of the coronavirus and everything, China is continue to, you know, they continue deceiving the world and everything. And yeah, that is literally what is happening. And there's that whole, you know, the origins of their deliberate propaganda campaign that results in global pandemics and everything. So that's actually what's happening. And then you get commandment number three. No, not number three. Are we already dealt with number three and number four? So now it leads to commandment number five. Now, what is commandment number five? They tell them, after you've done all those things, you conceal your hand and everything, you know, now this is where you find yourself a useful idiot. That's what they tell you. So now go look for an idiot. Find yourself a useful idiot. Which now when you look at it, you're like, sure, even the politicians now, Jay, they're actually using them. Because now they're like, okay, that politician has influence, but he's an idiot. So we're going to use him. Probably he's intellectual and everything. He is actually smart. But now he becomes an idiot because now he's going to be a puppet. They will flash money in front of him. And then guess what? He accepts. Now he's an idiot. Yes. So that's what they tell him. Now, you need to go and find a useful idiot. And then you involve them in the story. And you are like almost every single, you know, Western government head of state, in addition to a class, you know, whatever you want to put there, they use this method. And yeah, what happens is they now start leveraging, you know, this era to accumulate fame, fortune, and power. Like I said, flash money, he's going to accept. Flash power, he's going to accept. Flash fame, he's going to accept. And then you're wondering, why is this person so famous? But what they're talking is nonsense. Huh. So you see, fake news there, fake news stuff right there. But now there's still two more other commandments that we're going to tackle. And those two commandments, I'm going to tackle them after I give you this awesome, amazing track. Now, here is a track for you to enjoy. And this track is by Terrain. And the title of the track is Call Your Name. Enjoy.
Everything I wanted, everything I thought I needed, is only in you, Jesus, it's found in you. I lost all I had, thought I was defeated, but then I found my reason, it's found in you. I've seen you in. Yeah.
active, what should be? Active, active, oh, hey. Active, 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 what should be? Active Worship, you can find us on the gram, you feel me? Instagram at Active Worship, we on books, you feel me? Facebook, click the follow since you're in it, keep listening. Apple Music, oh, it got you dancing, keep streaming. Spotify, it got you smiling, keep streaming. Oh, and Deezer, got your moves looking easy, cause we cool like that. Search Active Worship and listen, cause we cool like that. Christ music is hot music.
Check out the amazing music by Active Worship on all platforms.
Yeah, I know you enjoyed that, you loved it. I also enjoyed that. I loved it. It spoke to my soul and everything. Yeah, just doing the most. So, yeah, you know, like time is limited and everything. And yeah, very soon I have to disappear. I'm just going to give you the last two commandments and then now. Make sure you use these commandments within your life to actually identify fake news. So commandment number 6 in creating fake news is now what they tell them. After you got that idiot and everything, if he becomes wise, so obviously commandment number 1, they look for cracks. Commandment number 2, they create a big lie. Commandment number 3, they connect the big lie to a truth and, you know, to mislead people. Commandment number 3, they conceal their hand, you know, and everything. Now they start watching. Commandment number, that's number 4, I meant. Commandment number 5, they find themselves a useful idiot. So someone that they know is going to get famous and everything, but then they want to use them as the idiot. Now, if all those 5 commandments decide to backfire, commandment number 6 comes in. And guess what is commandment number 6? Deny everything. Yep. There is commandment number 6. So, whatever the situation. So now, okay, in fact, now let's go back. So, you look at the whole situation of the West. And the West has, you know, largely brought into the corona, you know, mania. They have been brought into that corona mania. And China does not even need to deny everything. Because, yeah, like, you look at everything and all the stuff. You see, hey, here, there's stuff happening and... Even if they try to deny, we all know there's the problem. That's where the problem came from. This is the people involved and everything. So, when they're creating fake news, with China, they can't deny it because it's late. Everything is exposed. So now, what happens when it's not exposed? They actually deny everything. So if things come out and all those stuff, they deny everything. And when they deny everything, you don't have anything to stand on. You don't have anything that's going to back up that they're lying. So, yeah, they deny everything. You can't do anything. And then that's where now commandment number 7 comes in. So they deny everything in commandment number 6. And then commandment number 7, they play the long game. Yes, they play the long game. So now they leave it. And the long game is already playing out. So you look at our situation. China has emerged, you know, economically and... Yeah, they unscathed, you know, by the corona pandemic and all those stuff. While the West, that other side, is depleting because of lockdowns. So now you look at the whole situation. China here, they fine, they cool. Like, yeah, it goes as far as, yeah, we believe, okay, I believe. Let me not say we, because, yeah, they might come, you know, after all of us. I believe that they're probably lying, you know, to us about their numbers. But now them, economically wise, they better. They actually, they flourishing. They doing the most. Now the rest of the nations, they are heading for economic crash because of lockdowns and all those stuff. So China's playing the long game. They're playing along. And, you know, the war, you know, I'm gonna say it, but at the same time, you know, need to be strategic how you say it. There's a war that China wanted to fight, and my hypothesis is the coronavirus was a weapon for them to attack without attacking, if you get what I'm saying. So they attacked the other nations without attacking. Yes, So that is what I believe. They actually fired a shot without firing a shot, if you understand what I'm saying. There was no missiles involved and all those stuff. They just sent the coronavirus and then it did the most to the rest of the nations. So them, they're flourishing while the other nations are, you know, falling apart and everything. So that's my hypothesis. Don't kill me. Do not persecute me for that hypothesis. That's why I said it's a hypothesis. So that's what I believe. The rest, you decide. For myself, Fearless Eagle, I hope this really helped you, the Seven Commandments. So now you'll be out there, you know, watching news and you'll be like, that's a big lie. That is fake. There's the idiot. You know, stuff like that. I hope you will be able to identify all those things. Myself, I'll be able to identify those things. In fact, now I'm even interested to find out what's happening in the political world and all those stuff. So myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm saying thank you for listening to the show. I hope this really helped you, and I hope you're really going to apply it within your life. And if you are about to go and sleep, good night. Have the most amazing night. If it's morning for you, good morning. Enjoy the rest of your day. If it's afternoon, good afternoon. Enjoy the rest of the hours that you have. If it's good evening, good evening. And I hope you have, an amazing evening. So me, I'm going to head out, you know. I don't love doing it, but I'm about to check out, you know, sign out, peace out. Yes, you know, everything. But before I do that, I'm going to give you a last track by Maverick titled Sensone. So enjoy. Peace out and God bless.
Shows, well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777,
Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM,
Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM
and our website at www.activefm.co.za.
Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
I'm calling it magic. Started off on the ground, now I'm in the sky. Calling me Maverick. I'll be talking about anyone can really fly. All about action. Anything that you're doing day to day to day, be making it happen. Everybody gotta live before they die. I don't know what I was thinking. Really though, I was on mission. Thinking that I could bring healing. But a song about regular prescriptions. Whoa, I don't know who I was kidding. That was outside of my business. You see the point of my lyrics. Should I tell you about only what's in my soul? Life changed, was so out of control. Never knew how, but I always had hope. Walking through the fire, not smelling like smoke. Breaking out the past, everything that I know. Not trying to be hard, like I'm bad to the bone. Like everything I touch, go from plastic to gold. Like I could be the kid, got a soul for the storm. But only one king that I know. Some calling it magic. Started off on the ground, now I'm in the sky. Calling me Maverick. I'll be talking about anyone can really fly. All about action. Anything that you're doing day to day to day, be making it happen. Everybody gotta live before they die. Some calling it magic. Started off on the ground, now I'm in the sky. Calling me Maverick. I'll be talking about anyone can really fly. All about action. Anything that you're doing day to day to day, be making it happen. Everybody gotta live before they die. See the point that I really be making. Really hoping you don't be mistaken. Really love other people around me, but I can't be the one doing saving. Only one that can carry the title is the one that put me for survival. That ain't popping on top of the charts. I just think it's time that we breaking the cycle. I'm regular with love and a vision in hand. Breaking no lullabies, taking a stand. Analyze this, go and analyze that. Too many rapping with no type of plan. My digging ain't different, I'm in it for bands. I'm in it for people, they more than a fan. More than a doubt, they more than a scent. They more than a follow, too many forget. Some calling it magic. Started off on the ground, now I'm in the sky. Calling me Maverick. I'll be talking about anyone can really fly. All about action. Anything that you're doing day to day to day, be making it happen. Everybody gotta live before they die. Some calling it magic. Started off on the ground, now I'm in the sky. Calling me Maverick. I'll be talking about anyone can really fly. All about action. Anything that you're doing day to day to day, be making it happen. Everybody gotta live before they die.